You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Some of you are on the phone line, so we'll get your calls just a second. I hope you all are hanging in there. We spent the first hour talking about anger management. I know a lot of you still have questions on sleep, because my guess is the last couple nights you haven't slept. But we do have a lot of medical news to get to, and we are going to just drudge along. And we're going to get through the next 4 very long years. Put down the alcohol. Put down the bottle. No excuse to drink. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We got Scott on the line. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on?
Well, you were talking about testicular cancer earlier,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to know if I could get that from letting Kid Chris give me top shelf.
No, won't happen. You are funny. All right, guys. All right, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Now, listen, we spent a significant amount of time on testicular cancer because there was a story that happened this week where a guy was sitting there with his girlfriend. They're kind of fooling around, and he's like, well, I'll take the pregnancy test. So he takes his girlfriend's pregnancy test, and it comes up positive. And he tells his doctor about it, and the doctor diagnoses him with testicular cancer. Yes, you can give off human chorionic gonadotropin hormone as a male, which is the hormone that rises in pregnancy given off by the placenta. And so if a gentleman has excessive hormone, it means he probably has a hormone secreting tumor. So we spent a pretty significant amount of time talking about the testicle, how to examine the testicle. Honestly, the testicle was the star of the show. You think Barack Obama would be the star of this week? The star of the show last week was the testicle. Okay? All right, I'll stop the jokes. I could already hear you guys at the car. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Of course, you guys can email us at drdahlia.com. Many of you have been emailing me a lot of comments, a lot of frustrations. It's okay. That's what I'm here for. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Email us at drdahlia.com. You can go to our website at drdahlia.com. One of the reasons why we discuss anger management, and I'll just kind of review it a little bit later in the hour because we still got a lot of news topics to inform you all about, is because I see some of the comments you guys are making on Facebook and Twitter. Now, my listeners are pretty cool, but I'm seeing some of the other comments, and negative. It's turning you guys into bad guys. What happened with the election this week is making people say things that I really don't think they should say. All right, and I'm sure some of you know some of the things that are coming into people's minds. I'm sure you've seen some of these very, very bad comments, you know. I don't even want to say a lot of them on air. And when you start to see people want to take revenge, want people to suffer because Obama won, you're letting something negative happen turn you. Okay, remember, God's on our side as long as we're good people. So don't let something bad turn us into bad people. Okay, we don't have to wish bad on the president. We don't have to wish bad on quote unquote poor people. Poor people did not do this to us. Okay, the people that voted Barack Obama in were people that should pay taxes. A lot of you young people out there. A lot of people out there should pay taxes, don't want to pay taxes, don't pay taxes, and voted for those of us who pay taxes to deal with this president for another 4 years. Those are the people you could be angry at. But then, I mean, does the anger really help? Honestly, going to work, and getting into a fist fight with somebody, is that really going to solve the problem? You know, what actually is probably a better line of defense is if you do have a liberal that decides to gloat, who you've been working with now for a very long time. And this liberal is expecting a fight when he walks up to you and says, "Oh, what did you think of the election? Congratulations on your candidate winning." You know, I wish I could say I was on the winning side, but I wasn't. Congratulations. All right. Well, that's kind of unsatisfying. All right. That was kind of I don't want to use the term, but, you know, he thought he would really get your goat. He thought, you know, all those conversations you guys had, those feisty, you know, furious, conversations you had, now you're not giving them much. Congratulations. You won. Now, say congratulations, you know, you have to pay more tax. Remember, these people don't care. Even people that pay taxes don't care. I was seeing some of my Facebook buddies in California that pay taxes. One of them said, "I'm relieved." Right? She said she's relieved. Like I said earlier, I relieved myself when I found out Barack won, but she's actually like relieved. For some reason, Obama being in office helps her. I don't see how. I mean, even, I guess California just voted in the $6 billion tax increase over the next few years. I guess this is what she wanted. I mean, I don't know how it's helping her. I don't know how. I mean, I know she's a taxpayer, but, you know, these people, if this is what's going to make them happy, they're going to vote. The other reason why we discuss anger management, because many people are now going after Governor Christie. People are starting to go after Romney. Republicans are mad at Romney. Republicans are mad at Paul Ryan. Republicans are mad at P90X. Okay, it's not all their faults. All right? We are the minority now. We are the minority, and that's going to tick a lot of people off, but that's where we're at. And many of you don't like the idea that we are the minority, and the minority is going to be paying for the majority. I can't stand that either. Okay. I mean, I'm supposed to be in the minority group. I'm supposed to be the woman that the Republicans were supposed to target. I mean, I'm a part of the Republican Party. I'm a part of it. I don't know why they think they lost women, but, you know, don't start going to revenge. Don't start wishing that the country falls, because shooting yourself in the foot's not going to help you. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready,
some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I've been getting some of your emails on Obama jokes. And, you know, I at first was going to say, come on, people. But when we were talking about anger management in the last hour, one of the things we brought up was humor. You know, one way to deal with anger is humor. So I guess one of you had written if I've heard of Obama's new 2013 New Year's resolutions. Blame himself for the past 4 years. Return the White House china and silverware. Are you kidding, people? Get back the deposit on paper shredders. Obama's 2013 New Year's resolution. Give Joe Biden hair plugs coverage in Obamacare. And get medical marijuana gold card. Really, people? One of you said Obama's greatest achievements, Chick-fil-A's all-time record sale-setting sales day. And it takes a lot less time to pump $20 worth of gas. All right, thank you for your jokes. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think we got Billy, Billy from Philly. All right, what's going on there?
How you doing?
What's up, Billy?
Do you like to eat chalk? I do. Have you ever tried eating it? Tastes good.
All right. Thank you, Billy. Great, great medical question. Great comment. Boy, you guys, man. Okay. I got to tell you, this is really some quality radio here, guys. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we were talking about sleep. and issues with falling asleep, et cetera, insomnia. Some of you guys had some issues with that. You had called in. We weren't live at the time. Let me see what we got here, because some of you actually had something intelligent to say on the, let me see, Don, what do we got here, on the phone lines? Because some of you guys had some real pertinent questions. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, another laryngitis call. All right. Yep, laryngitis does happen. Many of you guys got laryngitis. Thank you for calling. Many of you were screaming at the television sets. All right, yesterday, so most of you probably lost your voice. All right, no problem. Don's working on figuring out. We have a phone answer line. Don, how we doing? Oh, I put Don to sleep. Wow. All right, well, I guess that's what the show does. All right, guys, let's move on. Okay, so we were talking about testicular cancer because this one gentleman took a pregnancy test, was fooling around with his girlfriend. Pregnancy test actually came up positive for the man. Went to the doctor's office. Doctor actually decided to examine his testicles, found a lump, and he ended up being diagnosed with testicular cancer. Well, marijuana use is also tied to testicular cancer. All right. There was a study that came out a couple months ago where 455 California men found those who had smoked pot were twice as likely to have been diagnosed with testicular germ cell tumors, the most common form of testicular cancer in men younger than 35. Now, we worry about testicular cancer because even if you catch it early, stage one, got 99% survival, right? Rate, 5 years. We look at 5 year survivals when we look at cancer survival. Yay, Don's back. All right, Don's gonna go to our answer line and get that ready. But let me finish this story first. Okay, with testicular cancer, unfortunately, it's very easy for that to grow, just like ovarian cancer, without anybody finding it. And our young boys, 14, 15 years old, could start growing lumps. And we always tell our families, make sure your kids are checking themselves. If they're too embarrassed to know how, bring them to the doctor. If they're too embarrassed to go to the doctor, we find somebody that they're not embarrassed with to teach them how to do this. But to know your testicle really well, just like women in breast exams, they need to know their body well. I know many of you are giggling. Some of you are thinking about calling in to make jokes. But the problem lies that if you're too embarrassed to look at yourself, by the time you get it addressed because it's bothering you, it's end stage. And we talked about that boy in California who was a cousin of one of my patients, was too embarrassed to talk to mom and dad about the lump he found when he was 14. By the time he did talk about it, then he, unfortunately, it was end stage. And he unfortunately died, young kid, just because of a testicular mass. Well, marijuana could put you at risk. Having an undescended testicle could put you at risk as well. All right. So, in terms of family history, there can be, if father had it, I mean, I rarely see father, grandfather, but yeah, testicular cancer, we do see it more in white men than black men, but there can be absolutely family history. Let's go to your phone question line, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I got a terrible time staying asleep. I do work nights. I don't have any trouble going to sleep. But I only sleep for about 3 or 4 hours, and I'm wide awake at this later in constant turn. I get out of bed and I'm not rested, but I could stay in bed 6, 7, 8, 9 hours, but for the last, 3 or 4 or 5 hours, I'm just tossing and turning and not sleeping. And, I'm still tired when I do get out of bed, and I'm tired all night long. Do you have any suggestions for that?
See, it's interesting, and I'm glad you brought this up because we actually talked about this in the first hour. Yesterday we spent so much time talking about how to fall asleep that, we didn't cover the topic, well, how do you stay asleep? I could fall asleep. I got my routine, got the hot shower going, shut the lights off, tell the stupid cats to leave me alone. I'm good. I need to fall asleep before my husband does because the snoring wakes me up. However, when I get woken up, when the cat decides to nibble on the feet, or if my husband's snoring is loud or something, when I wake up, I'm up. And so we have two different problems with insomnia. One is going to sleep, the other staying asleep. And that's why many of you are probably taking the pills preemptively to stay asleep. Now, what do sleep doctors recommend? What do we recommend in sleep physiology to keep you asleep? I got to be honest, the same thing we recommend to put you to sleep. Because what will prevent you from waking up in the middle of the night? You being in a deep, sound, REM sleep. So everything we talked about getting to sleep is extremely important. And I can't stress the fact that you need to limit alcohol. When you drink alcohol at night before you go to bed, bar none, you will wake up. Alcohol messes up with your REM cycle. You cannot drink at night. Now, I'm not saying drink in the morning. You got to go to work. But anybody with insomnia and difficulty staying asleep, once you fall asleep, 90% of you drink alcohol at night with your dinner or to calm down. Okay? Now, Mayo Clinic suggests same thing that I suggested yesterday. Do some stretching before you go to bed. Make sure you have a relaxing bedtime routine. I don't want to say hot shower. Some of you can't handle the heat, like warm shower, warm bath, soft music, making sure you don't go to bed on an empty stomach. Those clocks, putting the real bright clocks. I know many of us wake up in the middle of the night, look at the clock, and then we're up. All right. We don't want our retina stimulated or our optic chiasm stimulated. We don't need that. All right. Maybe put it on the dim. Some of us will turn our clocks down. The only problem is to see the time, you move over, you lift up the clock, it requires movement. We don't want that to happen. We just want you to open your eyes and fall back asleep. Now, let's say you do get up. Let's say you get up in the middle of the night and you can't fall back asleep. One thing I recommend to people is actually then get up. I mean, because you could lie in bed for an hour. Get up then. All right. If you think this isn't going to work, get up, do some reading, walk around a little bit, maybe take another warm shower and go right back to bed and fall back asleep. The mistake I've made is I'm like, I could fall back asleep. Once it's 10 minutes, I would get up. If you can't fall back asleep after 10 minutes, you might as well get up. Don't do anything stimulating. Just do something kind of calming, soothing, relaxing. You know, maybe get your clothes ready for the next day. Maybe, something that kind of makes you feel like if you sleep in an extra 10 minutes, it's not going to hurt. But we really need to learn how to conquer getting up in the middle of the night when we rather than going to the pills. But that's why Ambien came out with that new formulation, Ambien CR. The original Ambien, great. It worked great. Put you to sleep quickly. When you woke up the next day, you were up. Unfortunately, a side effect was some of you were actually waking up in the middle of the night. It worked too quickly, wore off too quickly. Some of you were even sleepwalking, not completely awake. So the company came up with, Sanofi came up with Ambien CR. And Ambien CR is dual coated. So as the first coat is metabolized, few hours into it, if you're about to wake up, that second layer then gets metabolized, starts to dissolve, metabolize, etc. But again, remember, we want to keep you off the pills. So remember, normal bedtime routine, work on getting into that nice deep sleep, avoid the napping, regular exercise, but not 3 hours before you go to sleep. And if you do get up in the middle of the night, you know, can't fall back asleep, get up a little bit, walk around, work a little bit, non-stimulating, get bored, get back to bed. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called NovaJoint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDali, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. Big thanks to you all going to work. I know many of us decided, you know, that's it. I'm done working. I'm done paying taxes after this election. A lot of stress, but all the power to you. We just got to keep plugging along. Keep plugging along. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow on Facebook. When you guys are on Facebook a little bit later, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. It is always nice to connect. And if you want to relieve some of that stress this summer, we're going to be going up to Alaska. And I'm going to tell you, we are going to make sure we have fun. It has been a long year. If you think you could go next summer with us to Alaska, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Doc, I enjoy your show. I'm a truck driver, over-the-road truck driver.
Yeah!
And
love
my
you guys.
Question for you was, dealing with stress, as a diabetic, dealing with all the stress of the holidays coming up and, of course, the election tonight, is there any specific types of food, fruits, vegetables, or that kind of a thing that works better than others? Is there anything that you recommend for, you know, the
keep your stress levels down through the holiday season.
Oh, I love that you left this message. Absolutely. We got the holidays coming up. We've been complaining about the election all week long. If you do ever call in live, thank you. That is a great topic I want to hit. Many of us stress eat. When I was watching the election results, I started stress eating. I didn't even realize I was doing it. I just found myself hungry because your stress hormones rise. And when your stress hormones rise, your cortisol rises, you get hungry. You know, your body prepares for the worst. And, it happens. But also when you're diabetic, for those of you that are diabetic, when you're stressed, sugar rises. And sugar rises for that reason. Your body wants to protect you from the worst. Now, you know, in terms of fruits, you know I'm a huge fan of blueberries. Blueberries, we've been known to help. They're kind of anti-stress type foods, probably because they're really high in vitamin C. And when you stress, you need to prepare your body. So I would say blueberries are good. And I like blueberries in diabetics because they don't have as high glycemic an index as watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew, and grapes have. So I'm a huge fan of blueberries. Also, because of their fiber, it can help regulate the blood sugar levels. So that's a biggie. Oranges, though, maybe not as much for a diabetic because they do have higher sugar. But again, you have the vitamin C in the oranges. And so vitamin C, keep your free radicals in check. Believe it or not, potato. All right, a potato that's not fried or sopping up with cheese and sour cream, etc. Plain potato, boiled potatoes, they got a lot of vitamin C. So potatoes are good. It's just, you know, we like French fries. We like to fry them up and load them up in the salt, and that makes us feel better. Not the way to go, but potatoes are good. Of course, low-fat or skim milk, you got, you know, your calcium in there, your B vitamins, you got some vitamin D. That seems to help. You know, we always talk about carbohydrates and how to, you know, address those. Now, you know, if you're, again, we have foods for stress and then foods that diabetics have to avoid. Like, for example, sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are kind of stress reducing. They got the beta carotenes. They're yummy. They're soft they're just soft to eat. Right? But again, you gotta be careful with sweet potatoes if you're diabetic. I always tell people when you're stressed, you gotta drink water. You have to drink water. Just, I don't care, even if you don't like the taste of water, get some straws. When I had a kidney stone, they told me it's because I wasn't drinking enough water. And it was true. Or whatever water I was drinking was tap water, and Vegas water was pretty hard at the time. This was 20-some years ago. So I got kidney stones, and I had to drink liters and liters of water. Well, I couldn't do it comfortably because of the taste, but what it is, I bought straws. And I just sat in front of the TV when it was time for me to, you know, get a few minutes to downtime to watch TV. I sat with a big jug of water. I stuck the straw in it and just sucked down the water. So I would recommend that. If you can't get water into you, then grab a straw. Soy foods are very good for stress. Soy foods, like soy milk, tofu, soy nuts, those seem to work. You know, of course, your vegetables, your cruciferous vegetables, dark green vegetables, those help as well. You know, brown rice. Brown rice has your B vitamins, and we always talk about boning up on your B vitamins when you're stressed. I think that's great. Some B vitamins come from meat. You gotta be careful with meat because some of us, when we're stressed, we'll find the biggest steak we can, sink our teeth into it. But, you know, when you're diabetic, you should be switching to whole grains, brown rice, as opposed to white rice also. By the way, for, you diabetics out there, don't forget to pre-soak the rice. For those of you trying to lose weight, pre-soak your rice. It gets rid of a lot of the extra sugar from the rice. Clear that rice milk off. Then you cook the rice. That seems to help. Also, tryptophan in your turkey. That'll also help you with stress. Chicken also, but again, nothing fried, nothing full of butter. All right? So, great question on food and stress, et cetera. I love you truck drivers out there. God bless you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, you know, many of you have been, you know, just bombarding me. I don't want to use bombarded because I've liked them, but flooding, I should say, our emails with questions about politics, et cetera. And then many of you with the medical. And, you know, I am trying to balance it both. Obviously, I would love to, yeah, just sit here and talk about medical and, you know, talk about B vitamins and talk about prostate and talk about cholesterol, et cetera. But unfortunately, when things like this week happens, I'm the one that people are turning to find out, okay, where are we going now with Medicare? Where are we going now with Obamacare? So I apologize to those of you that just want medical, that I am going to still keep you guys posted on things as they come. But I also apologize for you guys wanting political. I'm still a doctor. My job in this radio world is to still inform you guys of medical news, medical breakthroughs as they come. This week, no real Alzheimer's breakthroughs, except they found the gene in teenagers. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, where they think about a third of teenagers already carry the gene. But really no improvements there, no big improvements with cancer. As we get them, you're going to get them, you know. But it's always nice when you get to blend the two topics. And that's why we spend a significant amount of time on anger management. Many of you guys have been absolutely furious with what has happened. And so we reviewed tips to calm, you know, anger management tips, okay? Not all of us have to go to anger management therapy. But again, whenever you get bad news, whether you got fired from a job, whether the Dr. Dahlia Show loses an affiliate, take a time out, right? Count to 10, walk around, but take a time out before you decide to express your anger. You can express your anger. You could cry. You could be upset. You could express your anger, but do it after that time out. We also tell you that when it comes to kids, because sometimes these kids, they really get on your nerves. They do something wrong. You want to punish them. Don't do it when you're mad. Calm down. You could also get some exercise. That'll also help you control your anger. Mayo Clinic also suggests to, you know, think before you speak. All right. Just think it through, because when you're mad, the words are just going to vomit out. Identify possible solutions, which we spent a significant amount of time talking about in the previous hour, and something that we're going to be revisiting over the next few months. How should we be approaching healthcare? How should we be approaching taxes, etc.? And of course, humor always helps. All right. And some of you guys displayed that very well. But listen, if anger is beyond your control, okay, get some help. A therapist helping out. It's extremely helpful. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. And remember, we are live every day, 9 to noon Pacific time, but you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want all day long on my website, on demand, or of course on your Android app. It's free. Download it. You can also download it from our website, and you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. The only major medical news this week in the midst of all this election stuff that's been going on was another study came out on stem cell therapy to repair hearts of patients who suffered heart attacks. Now, we talked about what happens to the heart when you have a heart attack. You lose blood flow. The cells immediately become damaged, hypoxic, ischemic, start to die. And those people that could recover and blood flow restored before the heart muscle dies, they live. Those where the heart muscle dies and the heart can't beat or conduct electricity, they die. So another study came out saying that they could use stem cell therapy to repair the hearts of these patients. And it makes sense. If you could use stem cells, program them to create new, healthy heart tissue, then you could repair the heart. So this was a study that was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. There are some approaches. They said apparently many of these stem cells do need to be retrieved either from bone marrow, which could be extremely painful, or from fetal type of tissue, like either, the cord blood when a baby is delivered, or sometimes the pulp from teeth. But stem cell therapy is also pretty expensive. Now that, I just realized we got Obamacare again for another 4 years. I wasn't even thinking about that earlier today. I don't even know why I'm talking about stem cell therapy, because it's not as if this is going to be covered. All right. So anyway, on the whole, the study found that the injection of cells from donors was just as safe as cells from the patient, which means now what may happen is we may be getting donor cells that we could possibly use to help repair heart disease. However, stem cells, the autologous, the stem cells you don't reject because they're from your own body, makes more sense, but very expensive. So are we going to get them later? Are we going to be able to outlive our heart attacks? I really don't know. I got to tell you, this is so up in the air, people. I'm not in shock. You know, I'm mentally prepared that this would happen. You know, that we would have 4 more years of the same thing. I'm more scared than shocked because, honestly, I mean, we've gone through every drop of our savings. You know, I think we have a little coin collection. You know, there's about 10 pennies in there, about 20 quarters. But, I mean, we really haven't been able to save up. And we're going to be going into another 4 years of taxes and taxes and more taxes. So you guys out there being frustrated, I hear you. I hear you. Speaking of stress, they say stressed women are less likely to take their birth control. Big shock there, especially since we're paying for it. All right. They say stressed and depressed women are less likely to use their birth control properly and continuously. This was a study of Michigan women. Therefore, unwanted or unplanned pregnancies are going to be on the rise. And with unplanned pregnancies come a decision by some to go for abortion. Excuse me. Our taxpaying dollars are going to that as well. Now, there are differences in birth control. Some of you have asked me, what's the most effective type of birth control? What now? You know, we've talked about, when I was in school, condoms, 80% effective in the 80th percentile range of effectiveness. We always tell you to wear condoms. I still tell you to wear condoms because it protects against STDs, but they're only 80% effective, especially since things can tear. People don't put them on right. In terms of birth control, the pill, 92% effective, but that's if you take it right. The contraceptive ring, like the NuvaRing, 92% effective. The Depo-Provera shot, even better, 97% effective, according to Fox News. Implant birth control, 99% effective. IUD, 99.8% effective for birth control. Problem is that could be close to $1,000 sometimes, depending on what your insurance covers or not. The birth control patch, 92% effective. Morning after pill, which a lot of people seem to opt for. They don't take birth control, but then they'll go and they'll get the morning after. The next day, only 89% effective. Morning after pill should not be used for birth control, but people use it to stop a pregnancy that could have started. So for those of us that are taxpayers, make sure your stressed cohorts aren't stressed and taking their birth control. Remember to take your birth control. We're paying for it, right? All our insurance premiums that have tripled just to avoid a $10 or $20 copay, take the damn birth control, all right? We're paying for it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, many of you have been asking what happened, you know, a summary of some of the other laws that passed. From what I understand, I think they're still counting votes in Florida. There's still a couple races still, going back and forth. California did, though, vote to keep the death penalty, and California did vote for porn actors to wear their condoms. Remember what a big controversy that was? Porn actors not wearing condoms. Well, that's what happened in California. Apparently 55.9% of the population voted for condom use in all porn films. Will the taxpayer have to pay for that? I don't know. I really don't know how the porn industry does their thing. But the porn industry is growing. I mean, they're probably the only industry making money right now. Hopefully they buy their own condoms. 54% of voters rejected a ballot measure to stop capital punishment. So they kept the death penalties. All right. Apparently, people that wanted to abolish the death penalty said it's costing the state millions in unnecessary costs. Voters, though, did opt for a softening of the controversial three-strike laws for habitual criminals, from what we understand. Plus, California also voted in the $6 billion tax increase over the next few months. And it's supposed to help, I believe, in-state tuition, help protect schools. $6 billion. They wouldn't need $6 billion if everybody that voted was paying taxes. You know, many of you with your emails and your concerns and your tweets and your Facebooks, you know, after the anger comes in, right, and people thinking, oh, they'll take revenge, you know, and which I don't think is the smartest move to do, but it is part of human nature. It makes people feel better whenever they're mad. Many of you are scared. Many of you are sad. You really don't know where we're going to go with this. I mean, again, it's 4 years, but people, it's 4 years. And you also need to identify what you actually are upset about. Are you upset that Obama got into office? Are you upset that you lost an election? Nobody likes to lose, right? I hate when my football team loses. I hate that. All right. I mean, I need you to really be honest. Okay. Do you really dislike Obamacare? Are you upset that you're not the majority anymore? That you are the minority? All they've been talking about on the news is how Republicans now are a minority. And this minority is the one that has to, you know, pay more. This is the minority has to, you know, shell out the extra money and extra taxes. And this minority, you know, is going to be targeted. All right. In the next election, people think Republicans are rich. Many of us are not rich. We aren't. We're also being told that Republicans don't hold the women vote. They don't hold the Latino vote, even though many women and Latinos are just as fiscally conservative as anybody else. And so figure out what you're upset about, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, because some of you are upset about things that aren't valid. Okay. I mean, you know, if it's making you upset, it's valid, but know what you're upset about, because as we were talking about anger management and talking about how to cope, identifying possible solutions was, you know, the fifth recommendation from Mayo Clinic, and it's something that I recommend. Okay, just sitting here crying that we have another 4 years, it may make us feel better temporarily, but we got a lot of work ahead of us, individually and as a group. And think of solutions. If you think you're overpaying taxes, all right, sit down with your accountant, sit down with your financial planner, see how you can avoid paying extra taxes. If you think you want to stay home with the kids, right, and not work, right, because you really miss being with your kids because you're spending all this time working and money's going to taxes, to be with your kids. But find solutions that are going to make you happy, because I don't want you all depressed for the next 4 years. All right, guys, got another hour coming up. Don't go away.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.